Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You not running play action and then doing it out of the pistol, in my opinion, you're not doing that as impactful as it's needed.
Yeah, we love you, Danny Boy, but there's a couple things that he had to say on Chris Thomas Tonight last night that I didn't follow. I didn't quite follow.
Is that all he said there? I thought they might be more like, you know, from an expert knowledge, and more in depth.
We're getting to it, right? There's something there. He talked about the pistol, and I want Dylan to find this because he talked about the pistol promoting bad footwork. That's the thing I don't say. Now, look, I didn't make no bones about it, and this is breaking news. None of the three of us played NFL quarterback like Dan Orlovsky did, so maybe he's right.
And I like Dan. I think Dan's a good dude.
I think Dan is one of the best in the business at breaking things down. I just don't understand. He comes out and he says, I don't like the way they use pistol. And I agree. I don't love the way we utilize pistol. But I was hoping for a little more analysis other than it just promotes bad footwork. And – I don't understand how that's possible. Matthew Stafford runs pistol all the time. He's got some of the best footwork in the NFL. We're not the only team running pistol, and Michael Penix's footwork last week was the worst in the NFL. I don't understand how it promotes it. Maybe like I said, breaking news, earth-shattering stuff right here. None of us have ever played a quarterback in the NFL. I just don't understand that.
So why did it not promote bad footwork when he was in college? And now it does. Like, why was he able to run it?
It could have. Well, I don't think his footwork is great in college.
Okay.
But I don't know that it was because of the pistol. Like, what's the difference in your footwork and pistol and shotgun? Everybody runs shotgun. Well, Dylan said he's got it keyed up. Let's hear Dan Orlovsky talk about the footwork thing.
It's just when you're in the gun and the pistol so much as a quarterback, I feel like you're just promoting standstill. Like, I don't see a lot of movement and urgency out of Michael because it feels like he's constantly just in that spot.
But
yeah, I don't know, man. Like you said, I trust Dan Orlovsky. Dude played quarterback in the field. I just don't understand what that means.
I trust Dave Archer more, maybe because I've learned a lot from him, and
we
I just talked to him
at
a lot.
20 today,
yeah,
by the way,
I'm going to ask him. That's my point. I want to ask him straight up. Hey, do you feel like, you know, that being in the shotgun or the pistol promotes bad footwork? Because personally, I didn't play, but what do you always see quarterbacks do when they're standing in the pocket? They're patting the ball and their feet are kind of shuffling. I don't want to say shuffling, but they're almost like hopping a little bit. Like they're
popping their feet.
They're moving.
Popping your feet.
And what they're doing is
Drew Brees was the best that I ever saw doing that.
They're moving through their reads.
Yes.
And their feet is turning them to each read, right?
Yep.
And is Penix just standing there like turning his neck and his shoulders and then throwing? I mean, I'd have to go back and watch. I do know that he's very flat-footed when he's thrown. We've talked about it. I've watched that. But I agree with you. Like, it seems like that's more of some kind of bad habit he's got in. I don't know what happened last week to him. But I feel like something in that game happened when he went in a funk and he could not. There's footage of him on the sideline, like, just with his hands in his head. And, like, he looks emotionally distraught.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I was emotionally distraught watching it. You know, I don't want to speak for everybody out there, but I was emotionally distraught too.
I mean, yeah, I took.
I was like, dude, what are we doing?
I went there
What's
for
going
it.
On?
I mean,
What's going on here?
I missed time.
yeah, no, I'm with you on that. We will have Dave Archer coming up at 8:20. I do want to ask him about that because I think that's a fascinating conversation. Also, don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 929 The Game on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All right, last night, Arizona, Seattle. Can I just go ahead and throw you guys behind the curtain?
Okay, go ahead.
We talked about with Allie out, I was going to run in the huddle, and then Mike threw to it, and I was waiting for him to run it.
I knew you were over there just typing away on your computer. I was like, what's going on Twitter?
Marvin Harrison goes in a funk last night in the middle. Like, he's been in one for about two or three weeks, really all season.
Such a disconnect
and
with him, Kyler.
All of a sudden, well, he kind of found it last night.
Yeah.
He kind of found it late in that game. They ended up tying. They go down the field. They tie it up. And it's 20-20, short kickoff. And then Seattle gets in field goal range, and they walk it off last night, 23-20. They go to, what, I think 3-1, and the Cardinals fall to 2-2. So kind of wild game, but the disconnect there with Marvin Harrison you talk about, I think that it falls on Kyler Murray more. And here's why. Because you're paying him second contract money. You're paying him as a franchise quarterback. And with that comes, and he is a veteran. He's been in this league now 5 or 6 years. With all those things we just mentioned, you know what comes with that? Hey, getting your young receiver on the same page as you and connecting with him.
Yeah, that's possible. I'm not going to put it all on Kyler's shoulders. We don't know what those conversations are. He could be telling Marvin Harrison to do things that Marvin Harrison's not doing. And, you know, look, there's – you can look at, like, Malik Nabers, the situation he's had. He always seems to be locked in, no matter who's playing quarterback. So it just kind of is what it is. I do find it fascinating. It seems like no matter where you turn, you either find – no matter where you turn in the NFL these days, you either find an Ohio State wide receiver or an LSU wide receiver. Like, he's one of the two. And you saw two of them last night with Jackson Smith and Jigba on the other side. It's like, dude, where do these receivers just keep coming from at these two schools?
Hey, do you think that – like, I was thinking about this last night, and Marvin Harrison treated the draft process a lot like Shador Sanders did. I don't need the interviews. I don't need the workouts. I'm the best wide receiver in the draft, and you're going to draft me based on what I did in college. But Marvin Harrison didn't drop. And now it feels, and it is a disconnect. So if you want to go play the other side, what if Marvin Harrison's the problem? And his attitude that he came into the league with as far as how he treated the draft process, he's been treating to his new team.
I think the way that he treated the draft process is probably a lot different than the way he treated individuals from teams that were scouting him. It's from everything we've heard of Shador Sanders, there was a couple people that came out and said that he treated it like it was a recruiting process. Like, he was wondering what these teams can do for him, and it was off-putting. I don't know that Marvin Harrison Jr. treated it like that. I think he just simply said, look, I'm the best player in the draft. I'm not going to waste my time going to take a trip to a number 18 team in the draft and do all that stuff. I don't know that on an individual relationship basis that he went out of his way to talk down to anybody the way it's been kind of reported of Shador. So I don't know. I it remains to be seen, and that story is not written just yet. I think it's a good combination, though, and I think they'll probably have some success. We saw it on film against the Panthers when we watched a film last week.
All right, Eagles-Buccaneers, that game is at a 1 o'clock kick in Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Both teams undefeated. It's right now the spread is at a 3.5-point favorite, the Eagles are, as they go in. So that means that the Vegas thinks they're essentially 7 points better than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting matchup.
Is that because the way Tampa's had to win every game?
Yeah, I think so. And Tampa's got flaws. Let's put it point blank. They're not the offense they were a year ago so far. And they've had injuries. They've had another couple of issues. They're missing a couple of linemen. They have had Baker magic, and I've said it a number of times, Baker feels inevitable at the end of these games. Baker Mayfield comes up with big plays, does it with his legs, does it with his arms, does it with whatever, and we saw it here front and center in week one. Doesn't mean they're, you know, just going to run away and punch the Eagles in the mouth. And the problem is the Eagles are a team that stays in four-minute mode the entire game. So if you get to the end of the fourth quarter and you're hoping for a comeback and thinking you're going to get the ball back, it's probably not going to happen, man. It's just not. And, well, and the Eagles are not going to allow you to do that.
Their run Tampa's run defense, though, is the strength of their team.
I agree.
If you look at their entirety of their team, the strength of it is the run defense. So that's going to be a pretty good matchup there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I am excited to see the way that Tampa tries to defend the tush push with Vita Vea in the middle. I know they signed old buddy back that was a Florida Gator with like 420 pounds. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and throw those two guys in the A gap. Let's see what happens. Maybe a standard elevation.
Yeah, I was about to say, and who's inactive there? Real quick, Justin Clears filled. It looks like he's been cleared to he has to be cleared. But he's returned to practice with a concussion. That's good for the Jets. Hopefully they get him back. But Tua has been just all in it with criticism from other people, including Cam Newton, who decides to come at him on that disgrace of a show, First Take. I don't understand why Cam Newton, when he does, I don't mind him criticizing because he played the position. I feel like he makes it personal, though, where he says, look, in this case, more money, more expectations. You've got Ferraris. And then he goes on to say, I liked Tua when he was quiet and had a chip on his shoulder. And he talks too much now. Cam Newton telling someone that they talk too much. Why does it feel – is it all fair on Tua? How much does his head coach deserve it? Because ROC here gets all the blame.
I think you've seen the career arc from Tua, much like it's like a villain in a superhero movie. He's tired of being talked down to. He's tired of people just taking free shots at him and telling him to hang it up. Telling him he's got CTE, telling him
he's fat.
All this stuff.
Yeah, right. Ryan Clark,
Tua's tired of it. I don't mind Cam saying what he says. He gets paid to do that, and that's his opinion. But Tua's tired of it too, man. So don't act one way and tell a guy not to do it. I respect both of them, man. They're both really good players in their own right. So, all right, we got to go to break, man. We come back. We're going to hit Fair Foul Friday. Threw this one out yesterday. How about this Fair Foul? Who ends up with more rushing yards this weekend? I'm sorry. The fair foul is Nate Frazier ends up with more rushing yards this weekend than Bijan Robinson. Fair foul. I was going to say, I was reading it like it was Which One Wednesday. Didn't hit. It's Fair Foul Friday. That's coming up next. Sticks with us. It's Morning Shift Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.